T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. Happy MLK Day to everybody. I know it's a holiday for a lot of people, not for us. Well, it is for Stoney, but Rieger's in for Stoney.
I will say this, Jamie. We're bitching and moaning a lot about what should officiating turn into, what should replay turn into, what would you change, blah, blah, blah. But what about overtime? Okay, and I understand, I get that it was two different types of overtime because the Saints got the ball, then they turned it over, and then the Rams ended up winning with the field goal. And then obviously you saw Tom Brady. Tom Brady is 3-0 in overtime in the playoffs.
Yes.
All three games he won the coin toss. All three games he never let his opponent touch the football.
And now, all three games, pretty epic games in Patriot history.
100%.
The snow game, the Tuck Rule game, the Super Bowl, and then this game last night.
But is that really the best way to do overtime? And it seems like overtime's happening more and more these days over the last couple years. Is this really the best? I feel they've come a little bit with that. If you score a touchdown, it's over. But if you score a field goal, the other team gets the ball.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than it used to be. But I still believe it needs tweaking.
Well, it's the only...
It's a sin. It's a sin. Sorry to cut you off.
No,
that
okay.
The Chiefs never got a chance to answer yesterday. That was an epic game.
It's the only sport that I can think of, right, where you're not guaranteed to have an offensive possession,
right,
if you will. I mean, baseball, you get at-bats. Basketball and hockey, obviously. I'm trying to think of other... Am I missing? Cricket?
You're right.
You know,
I don't know the rules of cricket.
Yeah, I don't either.
Tennis?
I think it has something to do with baseball.
What about golf? I think you
golf,
get a shot.
Golf, you get to sweep.
Yes.
right. Tiger Woods won the playoff at Augusta, although you'd have a lower score. So theoretically, you should win the playoff.
It's a great point by you.
I don't know. We talk all about the college playoff. I mean, the college overtime. And some people like that more. Other people think it's a little bit more gimmicky because
sure.
You start the ball. Technically, you could go 3-and-out and kick a field goal, especially in the NFL. You'd probably have to back them up to maybe like the 40 or the 50 to guarantee that both teams had the ball. What other people would say in the playoffs, just play an additional 10 minutes, right? Just and whoever, as much scoring as possible.
Yeah, but they don't want to put the wear and tear of
I know
on these guys' body.
I know.
Like, I would buy into your challenge everything that you want to challenge. You get two challenges. I would buy into your plan if you would buy into my plan. And my plan for overtime is simple. Each team gets a chance with the ball. And then whatever happens after that, the next team that scores wins. But
right.
If you score a touchdown, the other team should get a chance to match that. And then it's on, I guess.
I don't have a problem with that. I think the, the old overtime was sudden death, obviously. So field goal could win it.
Coin toss won it.
Coin toss essentially won it unless you took the wind, in which case you were giving the other team a larger opportunity.
Which happened once.
Sorry.
Well, it was windy in Chicago that day.
Champagne. But I feel like it was it was like baby steps for them to say, okay, we realize that's not totally fair, so let's make it this way. So that if you score a touchdown and everybody said, yeah, you're right, that way, it's not so much the coin toss.
Right.
But if your defense isn't good enough to hold them out of the end zone, then maybe you don't deserve to win.
Which is crazy, by the way.
It's not crazy, but I think now that we've had a few years with the rule currently is, then maybe it's okay to push it a little bit further and say both teams get the ball at least once.
Right.
What's the downside of that?
100%. But then, of course, people will say, well, you know what, if both teams score a touchdown and then the team that scored first scores a touchdown again, then why is it over then? Why doesn't the other team?
Because you got to stop somebody at some point.
I guess.
And the other disadvantage to it is that if you score a touchdown first, the other team technically has more to play with because they're going for it on fourth down every single time.
Right.
Where the first team is not going for it on fourth down every single time. So they are playing slightly different brands of football. But then again, if you go to the college way, same deal. You score a touchdown, the other team gets it on fourth down, they're going for it. So
what do you think the average drive in the NFL is minute-wise?
The average drive minute-wise?
Yeah, like 2-3 minutes?
Touchdown drive or drive drive? Touchdown
scoring drive? Scoring drive.
I was going to say more like 4.5 or 5.
Okay, so make the extra period, if you will, 9.5 minutes, and let's go.
Why make it 9? So the clock comes into play?
Why not just make it an extra session? Whatever you determine it to be.
But
I know, but just play until the end of.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what if you're tied at the end of that?
Going to double overtime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.